Could you tell a little about yourself?
I'm Eric Shumanandi from India.
I was born actually in London, England.
I'm a journalist by profession.
I'm 20 years old and I'm a student of physics. My dad, who taught me the art of
Listeners Special.
In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam, and welcome to this edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, December 22nd, 2019. I'm Atef Erfani.
And I'm also your host. My name is Amir, and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views matter most. Contact us and tell us what you think about our programs.
And please do send us reception reports. As usual, we have received so many reception reports from our listeners. N. Arun Kumar from India, Vlad Vinogradov from Russia, and also Valentin Brada Tenu from Romania have kindly sent us reception reports. And these reception reports are of great importance to us because in this way we'll become informed about the quality of the radio signals that you receive from us. And also we have received so many emails and letters from our listeners from different parts of the world. And later in the program, we are going to read out a few emails for you. But now let's go for a short break and we'll be back soon.
Okay, we are back.
By the way, before starting this week's emails, last night was the Yalda night. It's the longest night in the year.
Yes.
How did you spend the Yalda night?
Oh, it was great. It was such a great night. There are different kinds of traditions in Iran. One of them is Yalda night.
Mm-hmm.
It's an occasion. We do so many things on this night.
Like people visit their relatives, and actually people usually eat dried fruits and winter fruits like pomegranates on this
Of course,
night.
There are so many foods to serve on this night, but mm-hmm. The greatest part of it for me was reciting the poems of the great Persian poet Hafez.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. I hope that those listeners who have observed the Yalda night, they have enjoyed the Yalda night.
And I think, as far as I know, the Islamic Republic of Iran is not the only country which celebrates the Yalda night. There are Persian-speaking countries or non-Persian-speaking countries around the world that celebrate this night, like Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and other Caucasian states like Azerbaijan and Armenia.
All right. So I hope, as I said, that all the listeners who observed the Yalda night, they have enjoyed it. And let's go for this week's emails. Let's start with an email from Finland by one of our regular listeners in Finland, Per Ole Stenman. This is what Per Ole has to say. Thank you very much for your kind reply regarding my report. I would very much appreciate your QSL confirming my reception. Radio listeners, very much appreciate to get a confirmation of the reception along with some information and comments regarding the programs they have heard. It is not necessarily by mail nowadays. It is very common to have electronic QSL cards. I'm sure your IT technical department can handle this. It is very easy to prepare different eQSL cards to be sent to the listeners. Sending mail costs sending mail costs a lot of money, and many people may get involved in sending the mails to the addresses. If you think of going to electronic QSL cards, it will be a contact only between you and the listeners, and you have a much efficient way of communicating with the listeners. The more detailed answer, that is name of the radio and frequency you can enclose, the more valuable. The listeners can then make a copy of the QSL or save it as an electronic version. The programs here are very enjoyable. I have a lot of things to learn, and I'm not sure if I'm in the right position to tell you how to develop the program parts. I listen a lot to Iranian radio stations on the AM band, and I really appreciate being able to listen to these stations. Another advantage you have with the AM band is that many Iranian stations are so strong, even in Europe. There are still a lot of people who listen to AM radio stations, taking a chance to benefit from the fact that Iran has a very powerful radio stations right now. Thank you very much once again. It's been a pleasure to be in touch with you. Per-Ole Stenman from Finland, thank you very much for your long email that you have kindly sent to us. And you have mentioned the electronic QSL cards, and you have explained in detail about these QSL cards. Anyhow, thank you very much for keeping in touch with us.
Per-Ole Stenman from Finland is one of our regular listeners, right. And I'm also thankful for his nice email. Per-Ole Stenman from Finland, you can tell us at least which programs you enjoy the best.
Right.
Okay, and here we have an email from the United States of America from Kenneth V. Zichi. If I'm right in pronouncing his name, he says, thanks for contacting me about the suggested change. But frankly, the QSL type and design is pretty unimportant. Either paper or eQSLs are fine, but frankly, I rarely collect them these days. More to the point, however, is your elimination of broadcasts in English to North Americana SW. I'm occasionally in a place to receive your satellite signal, but your lack of a presence on SW means you are mostly out of sight, so to speak. Please share with your administrators that SW is still one of the best ways to reach an audience in North America, despite what so many experts claim. I hope you will reconsider and start broadcasting again. Thank you very much, Kenneth V. Zichi from the United States.
Thank you very much, Kenneth. Of course, most people these days, they just tune into radio programs via cyberspace and internet websites. But you have also mentioned the shortwave broadcast. As you have mentioned, we'll share your email with our managers and see what they think about this and what can be done, or perhaps to reconsider and resume the broadcast of shortwave for North America if possible. We'll just do the follow-up about your request.
Yeah, we always respect the views of our listeners around the world.
Right. All right, let's go for a short break and we'll be back in a moment.
Okay, we are back with an email from Mr. Najimuddin from India. Najimuddin from India says, greetings to all of you from International DX Radio Listeners Club members. We found your program very interesting and informative. We regularly listen to your wonderful program and visit your informative web pages. We must say that you are doing such a nice job in keeping us all informed about the various events taking place in the world through the program by radio and web pages. The fact is that whenever we need to know about Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB becomes the best choice and a nice way to get the information. Also, I would like to say that your website and programs are a very nice source of information, entertainment, and they are knowledgeable. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much for your compliments, Mr. Najimuddin from India. We are so happy that you enjoyed our programs, and don't forget to tell us your views about our programs and keep in touch with us.
All right. Thank you, Najimuddin from India. And today's last email has been sent to us by Jan Thornblom from Malmö, Sweden. This is what Jan has to say. Thank you for your nice email and thank you for your interest in my opinion. I think it's a great idea to switch to answering reception reports with email QSL. It also saves a lot of money. All right. Thank you, Jan Thornblom from Sweden. And please do keep in touch with us and tell us which programs are your favorite ones.
Thank you, Jan Thornblom from Sweden. Such a nice piece of traditional music.
Right. I hope that all the listeners have enjoyed listening to this music. And it's now time for this week's interview.
Yes, my name is Chris Dampier. I live in Stevenage, Hertfordshire, UK. I've been in Stevenage for about 40-odd years. And I've been a shortwave listener now for 61 years. I think you offer a very wide variety of programming on the short, it does give a very good insight into your society as such regarding your government and obviously what you feel about things in the world. Now, I think this is a very important thing. There's no point in having all one side, one voice shouting one thing and no one replying. And sometimes, as we know in the past, the biggest shout is sometimes giving wrong information and incorrect information, as we found in two world wars, particularly the Second World War. IRIB does give back obviously to your history of the country, particularly the history of the country and the culture, and also the tourism. You wonderful sites to see in Iran. You did a series of previously on tourist sites in Iran, places to visit. These things are extremely interesting because no one else covers this. And on top of this, you do give a background to obviously the things you support and why. Particularly the case of Israel, this thing is obviously in the Western media, is dominated by the fact that the West is backed up by Zionist money in many respects. And this is where this does come to light. That's the reason why the people here are doing, as they say, as the owner says you do sort of thing, whereas in Iran you're saying, well, that's why you're doing the way you're doing it, because you've got so much backing from Zionist money. Good listening to shortwave as what you're doing now. And on top of that, continue listening to IRIB and learn from what they say and also understand their views as well. And that, I think, is the point of shortwave. We listen to shortwave to find out more about what's going on in the world. And obviously, some things we learn about are not what we knew already. And this is the problem, I think, that many people need to listen to shortwave more to understand what's going on in the world, around the whole world, not just one part of the world.
And that brings to an end this week's edition of Listeners Special. Thank you all for joining us. Till next week, take care, everyone, and goodbye.
God bless and take care.
Dear listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programmes. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to englishradio@irib.ir. That is one word, englishradio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.passtoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/passtodayenglish. Thank you all for being with Arabi English Radio.